Life Journeys with Serena. I had been talking to you guys actually, but I forgot to hit go live. So I'm glad we realized that I wasn't actually live streaming to you all. And again, let's just get all of the technical difficulties out of the way. So let me just start again. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. If you are joining me for the first time, hello, my name is Serena. I am an intuitive advisor over at 1-2 Listen. I am the producer at 1-2 Radio. And I have my weekly live stream here every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Or I guess today it is 8:10. So sorry for the delay. And I love talking to everybody here about ways that we can grow, ways that we can connect more with the people around us and engage with our community, ways that we can heal and we can just evolve and really put that intentional focus on growing as spiritual individuals. So I'm really excited to connect with you guys today. Today I want to talk about whether or not putting that effort into staying present is worth it. And spoiler, I think it is. And I have, if you have a hard time staying present, and I have days when it's really hard to stay present, I have three strategies that I like to use, three little tricks that bring me back out of worrying about the past or worrying about the future and allow me to really stay present in the moment. And I find that they take just a few moments of centering yourself, and it can really transform your day, and it can reduce anxiety, it can reduce that worry, and gosh, we need all of that, right? Like, if we can just reduce the anxiety and the worry that we have in our world, why not? Like, so that's what I want to share with you guys today. I will also be providing readings for anyone who has a question or would like a connection. And you can ask for a reading by joining me in my YouTube chat. If you are listening on 1-2 Radio, you can find my YouTube live stream by either going into the Facebook chat and clicking on the link that I've posted in the chat room there, or you can go to youtube.com/@ Life Journeys with Serena, and it'll be that first video right there at the top of my channel, and join the chat room and ask a question or just say hi. I'd love to connect with you all. And I see we have Liz here. Hi, Liz. So great to have you. And Quelly. I'm always going to call you my Bay Area sister, just because, even though you're not here anymore, but I love seeing you here. Thank you so much for being here, Quelly. And I want to kick everything off with a general reading for everyone. It's something that I used to do on my show and to kick it off every time. It's something I really love, being able to connect with our collective energy and just provide whatever messages come through and some clarity. And maybe just sometimes it's, hey, you need to be paying attention to this. Or sometimes it's a heads up when this happens, stay grounded. Sometimes it's, you can let this go, right? You never know what's going to come through. And I find that whether you're listening to this live or watching this or listening to this at a later date, this message can apply to you. And so I already pulled some cards, and I was doing this live on the show before I realized I hadn't gone live. So my apologies, but I promise I shuffled the deck extremely well. I'm using my I love showing you guys the cards because I never really get to do this. I'm always just using them as my my tool to read, and I love showing you guys these beautiful cards. But I'm using my Wisdom of Avalon deck. It's the deck I've been using for 15 years. I love this deck, and it's just a beautiful oracle deck. And I threw all reverse cards today. We do have some. There's some things we need to let go of. It really feels like there's I feel the heaviness, I guess, and the this energy feels like we're kind of just bogged down, right? And so we have the owl reversed, just so you can see. We have the earth fairy reversed. And the goblin reversed. So I'm immediately being pulled to, we're not grounded, right? The earth fairy is so connected to feeling rooted in the ground, in the earth around us, feeling like we're in our bones, feeling like we are connected to those around us and sturdy, right? We're not, if you feel grounded, you feel like you've got that solid earth beneath you. The earth fairy reversed is just, you feel like you're kind of spinning in the breeze, right? You don't have that solid foundation beneath you that is so comforting and so reassuring. My pup here. And what, here, light up. When it's connected to the owl and the owl being reversed, the owl is entirely tied to wisdom, but when it's reversed, it's about deception. It's about not trusting the information coming to you. That's also so tied to not being grounded. You don't feel rooted in, there's something off in this data that you're collecting and this information you're being told. And I feel this being, it feels like this is a trusted source that this is coming from, this deception is coming from. It feels like, and again, when we tie this into the goblin reversed, right? The goblin points us straight to our ego, points us straight towards this, and when it's reversed, it's towards this, you know, the most unexpected, where you thought maybe there was safety there and that's changed. And so the way that I'm interpreting these three cards, and also I read intuitively, I'm really being pulled towards, it feels like you've been surprised. It feels like there's been a shift in a relationship. And that shift is tied to trust, right? And there's opportunity for growth here. When I see these cards coming together, and let me just throw one more just to connect with what our next step is. What's our path out of this? Because this is such a struggling energy. When you have this dilemma that comes up, this issue, that betrayal can hit so deep. But it doesn't feel like this is how it's going to be forever. Yeah. We have the High Priestess, also reversed, wow. So there's potential. The High Priestess, when she's reversed, she holds incredible potential for you to really master, she's all about mastering your skills, all about really thriving within whatever your strengths are. She's connected to your intuition, and these, it seems like you may be feeling like there's potential there, but you aren't really locking in on that. You feel like maybe there's a block to be able to truly access that. And if this is our way out, if the High Priestess is our way out of all of this betrayal and heaviness and the heartache there, you, in order to access the High Priestess, right? In order to get to this, she's so grounded. She is so empowered. She's confident. She trusts her gut. She has this beautiful connection to her intuition. She's connected to her community. She's not in isolation. I love the energy behind this beautiful card. She's honest. She's raw. this is a wonderful goal to strive for. And if any of you need a very clear message of what's next, what am I striving for, how do I access this change, the High Priestess is your way out. The High Priestess is this energy that you can strive for, is this energy that you can manifest and bring into your life. And the way you can get here is you need to address this deception. You need to address the heartache and the betrayal that you've experienced with this trusted person. And then you can let it go. Then there's great potential for you to be able to let that go and to allow that hurt to fade, because you don't need to carry it with you any further. You're going to adjust boundaries moving forward. You're not going to give the same person that trust. You're not going to allow this cycle to repeat. I do see that cycle ending, but it takes that conscious effort of saying, no, no more. This has happened. We need to address it. Have that conversation. Adjust how you need to move forward, and then let it go. And then I see the High Priestess energy just flowing straight to you. And I hope you're able to really embrace the beauty of her energy. She's just yummy. Love the High Priestess energy. I love that that's our next step. Okay. I hope that resonated with those of you listening. Now let's jump into this conversation about being present. Because, wow, does that actually apply to the High Priestess energy so much? I caught myself the other day. I love listening to audiobooks. This is how this topic felt, and it just kept happening. But I love listening to audiobooks. I love reading fantasy novels. And I'm currently reading the Daughter of No Worlds series, and it is just so beautifully written, and it has such incredible world building, and the audiobook, the narrators are just incredible. The voice actors are, it just, you feel like you're watching a movie in your brain, and it's, I've always loved reading, and I love that I can really lose myself in these audiobooks. But I was so excited to listen. I was so excited to see what would happen next. And I was listening, and I kept having to go back. My mind kept wandering. I was worrying about something. I don't even remember what it was. It clearly wasn't something that I needed to worry about. Or I was, you know, wondering, you know, thinking about something that had happened earlier that day. You know, the way that your mind wanders. And I noticed how many times I had to start, you know, say, oh gosh, I gotta go back a page, or I need to go start this chapter over. And it made me realize, wow, I'm having a hard time staying present. Okay, let's do one of my exercises, because I really want to listen to this book. And audiobooks, I think, are such a great test to see if you actually are able to stay present, because if you're really engaged in it, it's such a wonderful flowing headspace to be in. And there's times when I can't get lost in a fantasy novel and I listen to like a parenting book instead, or I listen to a podcast, or I just put some soft music on and flow with my headspace and see where my mind takes me, and try to take myself into a present and manifesting space and see what happens there, right? There's so many different ways that we can stay present. I just really wanted to listen to this audiobook, and I was gone. And, you know, stuck in the past and worrying about the future or whatever it was. And I know we talk about things like how important it is to stay present, or you know, you need to start meditating, or, you know, all these things that you could be doing. And I want to point on, I do think it's a really important practice for all of us to do. I really believe it reduces anxiety. I really do. Because that worry about something that happened in the past that you can't change, or something that's coming in the future that hasn't happened yet, it may not even happen that way. When you are stuck in that worry and you're stuck on that hamster wheel, that spiral, the fastest way to snap yourself out of it is by one of these exercises to stay present. I truly believe that. And they are so simple. It is not sitting down and meditating for an hour. These are things you can do in a minute or less. And it is truly incredible to watch how effective it is and how quickly that anxiety just kind of fades away. And it may be something that you have to do 5 or 6 times, because that one thing you're worried about, you just can't let go of, and you just can't accept that worrying about it isn't going to solve part of the issue, right? Your brain kind of convinces you. And those cycles, those pitfalls are everywhere in our life, right? You know, it can be, we can be so flooded with the news or with social media or with, you know, advertising as we're walking around everywhere, or get overstimulated in the grocery store, or you can have a hard conversation with family, or your dogs and your animals can be just needing so much of you, and it's just constant. Like, there's so many things. Work can be nonstop. You didn't sleep enough the night before. Like, there's so many ways that this spiraling or this worrying about the past that you can't change and the future that hasn't happened yet, and it doesn't do you any good. But it's so easy to allow all of these other things to suck you straight into it. And we all do it. We all do it. And so some of my favorite tricks, I have 3 things that I love doing that I swear you can do it in under a minute. And the first one is you notice 5 things that you can see visually around you, 5 things that you can touch, and 5 things that you can feel on your body, right? It may sound like a lot, but you do it really quickly, and it's really, really simple. You say, okay, I can see a chair, I see a window, I see my dog, I see a dresser, and I see the carpet. I can feel my fingers, I can feel the carpet, I can feel my pants, I can feel my computer, I can feel this plant. I can feel physically in my body. I can feel my hair on my neck. I can feel my shirt on my shoulders. I can feel my socks on my feet. I can feel the mic in my hand. And I can feel my glasses on my face. Okay, I was doing that really fast to prove a point. If you do it while breathing deeply, right, and are you able to say, okay, I notice these things, you'll notice your heart rate goes down so quickly. Breathing becomes so much easier, and you may even forget that spiral you were on and allow yourself just to be pulled back into the present this way. And it's a very structured way, right? 5, 5, 5. But when you get into that habit, there's always 5 things around you to notice. There's always 5 things on you to feel, 5 things that are within your reach that you can feel, always. And you could be lying in your dark room, stuck in this spiral, not able to sleep and able to do this, right? So give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, here's your next one. This one may not apply if you're lying in your dark room, but maybe. If you have pets or animals around you or children around you or anything that you would consider just that beautiful innocence that children and that animals have, where they're not sucked into this worry, right? They don't get sucked into this spiral. Zoom in on them and see what they're noticing, right? If you're able to zoom in on what your dog is focused on or what your cat is focused on, and you can see, wow, they are entirely absorbed by watching these leaves blow down the driveway in the wind, right? Or see that your child is so, or whatever child around you is so absorbed in whatever activity that they're doing or so fascinated by what's going on. And this, for this one to work, you need that some sort of peace to be happening around you and some sort of innocent creature to be around you too. But if you are in a setting where that is an opportunity, take it. It's a beautiful opportunity to have in front of you. Take it. it's gorgeous to be able to look at this living being that you get to be near and see, wow, you are not ridden with this worry. How beautiful is that? You are so absorbed in the nature around you. Normally what the animals will be looking at, the nature around them, or this really simple but fascinating activity. Just allow yourself to be sucked into that peaceful energy that is just oozing from them, because that's what it does. And it's just gives you, it really allows your brain to kind of slip into a default of, I'm not gonna allow this to worry me right now. I'm doing this. It almost gives you a different activity. Because this reverse exercise also gives you an activity. But it's really powerful. And I have my little kiddo, I have my dog and my cat, and I have fish, right? So I have these opportunities. One of them's peaceful all the time, right? So I do have this opportunity to be able to say, wow, let me just be like the fish right now and just swim around the tank. Or it's so simple, and that's why it works, right? Because it allows that simple peace to take over. And it's something that is just so powerful. Okay, and my third trick for you all, if those two aren't working, if it's just that you don't have those innocent, wonderful beings near you, or five things is just not working, maybe counting is adding to the anxiety, I know that can happen sometimes, then just quiet. Stop whatever you're doing. In a moment, when you catch yourself stuck in that spiral, stop. And sometimes it can be a minute before you catch it, right? You don't realize that you're spiraling. You don't realize that you're worrying about something in the past that you can't change, or something in the future that hasn't happened yet. When you do notice it, stop whatever you're doing. And notice any tension in your body, right? I'm kind of slouching, so I feel it in my back right now. And just do a scan, right? Start at your head. Is your neck stiff? Can you roll it out a little bit? Are your shoulders tight? Have you moved your shoulders today? Have you moved your neck today? Really, and anytime that worry just comes back in, just move on to the next body part, right? Move your arms, twist your hips, breathe as you're feeling through your body, and just notice. You don't have to fix it right away. Sometimes movement fixes it, sometimes it makes it worse. Just notice it. Notice any tension in your body. And by the time you get to your toes, you'll be present. And if this doesn't last, just try it again. Sometimes you can just get sucked into it so quickly and it go right back into that worry or that anxiety. But just try it one more time. By the time you get to that third time doing it, it goes so much faster. You may notice different parts of your body that you didn't notice the first time. And just allow yourself to be present in your body. And it can transform your day. Try it. It'll change your day. Because if you're able to truly be present in your moment, and this is also writing, there's so many other ways. These are just the three I wanted to talk about today. You can do this by writing. You can do this by connecting with the people around you and just saying, hey, hi, I see you today, right? Don't ask them how they're doing. You'll get sucked into their worry or anything like that. Talk about that later. You can just take a moment and just say, hi, it's great to be next to you. And see what they do, right? There's so many other things we could talk about with this. And I'm curious what you all, if you've tried any of these things, I'm curious. And really, also, I'm curious if you guys read, if you guys are readers, and if you have a hard time sometimes getting sucked into your books. and what you're reading, if you are. I'd love to talk about what books you're reading. But I love how simple these practices are. And they take practice to do them frequently. But if you get into the habit of building this skill, your anxiety will go down. You'll recognize that there's a time and a place to worry about these things and to problem solve, because problem solving and tackling an issue with strategy is very different from being stuck in that worry and that anxiety. It's a very different experience. And I believe that it has the potential to really change your day-to-day world. Hamnet. Oh, okay, so Liz is saying what book she reads. Hamnet, on an audio, a fellow audiobook reader. Wonderful. I don't believe I know Hamnet. Is it connected to Hamlet at all? Because I also am a big Shakespeare fan, and that's where my mind goes to immediately, but I don't think I know Hamnet. Go ahead and let me know in the chat. I'd love to hear. But yeah, you guys, that's what I wanted to talk to you all about today. It's always so wonderful connecting with you and being able to have this little block of time set aside to be able to just be here with you all. And I'm going to keep my show, around that 30-minute mark just for now. It's what fits with my family. I think eventually I'll be able to do a full hour. But this is such a wonderful way to ease back into having my weekly show. And I love connecting with you all. Oh, great. Liz says it's about Shakespeare, but not by him. I'm going to check that out. That is really cool. Thank you. I've read most of Shakespeare's plays. I really fell in love with him in high school, and through college was just fascinated by his storytelling. Was a big fan, and I love that. Thank you so much for the recommendation. And if any of you, whether you're watching this later, leave a comment about what you're reading. I love hearing about what books you read. I love reading. I love reading historical fiction. I love reading fantasy, romance, some mystery is sometimes fun. But really, I think historical fiction and fantasy romance are my favorites. So I am going to leave you all here. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you jumping in and spending this time with me. I hope you are able to try out one of these tricks to staying present, and let me know. Come back and let me know next week. Let's have a chat about it. Come back and let me know if this is something you found helpful, or if you just are so stuck in it. And I'd love to talk about. I'd love to do what I can to help reduce your anxiety, reduce your worry. That's what we can do when we come together in community, right? So thank you all for being here. You can find me over at 1-2-Listen for personal readings. And stay tuned for this incredible Tuesday of radio that we have over at 1-2-Radio. All of our hosts today are also live streaming on their own radio channels. We have Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks, who is live streaming on her YouTube channel by that name. I have the honor of producing her, so I'll see you all there. She is at 9 a.m. Pacific time. We have Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone at 10 a.m., and we have The Kata Weaver Show at 11 a.m. So thank you so much for being here, you guys. I hope you enjoy the rest of your wonderful Tuesday, and I will see you all next week. Thanks for being here, everybody.